Welcome back. Today we're doing something that feels boring until you realize it's the reason pros can make VIPs fast without ruining their best ideas. The topic is project versioning for VIPs in Drum and Bass, from scratch, using stock Ableton Live devices only. And when I say VIP, I mean the classic Drum and Bass special version. The one you drop in a set when you want people to go, "Wait, what version is this?" The big mindset shift for this whole lesson is simple. Don't overwrite. Branch. A VIP is not save over the original and hope for the best. A VIP is a branch, like a developer making a new feature branch. You want to be able to open the original vibe, the first full arrangement, and your weird experiments months later, without digging through a pile of final two projects. So we're going to build a repeatable workflow. You'll end up with a VIP-ready project structure, a naming system that actually survives real life, quick/B-switch systems for drums and bass, and a clean way to commit and export stems so older versions stay recoverable. Let's set it up. First, create a clean project root. Open your project and immediately do file, save live set as. Give it a stable name, something like artist-track-name-v01_bass. That v01 bass is important. It's not rough idea. It's your first snapshot that you could come back to. Now, outside Ableton, inside that project folder, create a few subfolders. Exports, TEMS, REFs, VIP, notes. If you do a lot of resampling, which is extremely normal in Neuro, Rollers, anything where you print bass variations, add a resamples folder too. This stops your project from turning into a mystery box later. Inside notes, make a text file called changelog.txt. And here's the deal. You're going to actually use it. One sentence per version is enough. The goal is not journaling. The goal is being able to answer what changed and why. Now we lock a bass checkpoint before we do anything VIP-ish. This is where people get cocky and lose their best version. Don't do it. Go to File, Save Live Set As again. Save as artist-track-name-v02_arrangement_lock. Then open your changelog and write one line like V02, arrangement locked, intro 16, drop 32, breakdown 16, drop 2, 32. Whatever your structure is, the point is, you've declared the shape of the tune. Extra coach tip here, treat each version like a releasable snapshot, not just a backup. Before every save live set as, do a 60-second checklist. Play 16 bars from the drop. Check the master isn't clipping. Confirm your A/B macro still behave. Then write one sentence about why you made this version. That single habit will save you hours later. Next, organization for speed. Because VIPs are about momentum, color code and group like a drum and bass producer, not like a generic template. Make a drums group in red, bass group in purple, music in blue, FX in orange, vocals in green if you've got them. Now open collections in the browser, top left. We're going to use them as fast tagging. Think of it as your VIP radar. Pick three tags. One for VIP candidates, stuff you might swap. One for keep, your signature elements. One for fragile, things that break if you touch them, like delicate resampling chains or a drum bus that's tuned just right. Right-click devices, presets, samples, assign them to collections. This is underrated. When you come back to do VIP 2 or VIP 3, you'll instantly see what's safe to flip and what defines the tune. Now we make the actual VIP branch. File, save live set as. Save into your VIPs folder. Name it clearly. artist-track-name-v03_vip1_darker_drop. Update changelog. V03 VIP 1. Darker drop. Break swap. Bass distortion alt. Again, one sentence. Here's another speed hack. Create a diff list inside the set so you don't even have to open the text file. Make a MIDI track at the very top called double_version_notes. Create an empty MIDI clip that spans the whole arrangement and rename the clip something like V03 diff, break swap system, bass filth chain, drop 1B experiment. That note travels with the session. If you send the project, it stays visible. If you forget what you did, it's right there. Now the fun part, building a/B swap systems using stock devices, non-destructively. We're doing two, drums and bass. First, drum swap a/B, breaks versus punchy one shots. Inside your drums group, create two sources, one audio track for a break loop, call it break amen, or whatever break you're using. Then a MIDI track with drum rack for punch, call it drum rack punch. Select both and group them. That group is your drums bus. On the drums group, add glue compressor, then EQ8, then saturator. For glue, set attack around 0.3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, then pull the threshold until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is glue, not flattening your drums into cardboard. On EQ8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz. If it's boxy, try a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Don't overdo it, just clean. On saturator, drive 1 to 3 dB and turn soft clip on. In drum and bass, soft clip is your don't explode the master safety net, as long as you don't use it as an excuse to crank everything. Now for the actual A/B switching system. Add an audio effect rack on the drum group. Create two chains, name one breaks and one punch. Map the chain selector to macro 1 and rename the macro drum mode. Set the chain ranges so breaks is 0 to 63 and punch is 64 to 127. Now you need the audio routing to behave. The cleanest way conceptually is, each chain represents one drum world, and you mute the other source inside that world. A practical approach, use utility devices to kill the source you don't want. In the breaks chain, make sure the drum rack source is effectively muted. In the punch chain, mute the break source. Whether you do that via utility gain to minus infinity or track mutes, the goal is the same. One macro flips your drum identity instantly. Teacher note, when you A/B drums like this, perceived loudness will change. Breaks often feel louder because of constant mid-range and noise. Punch drums can feel quieter but hit harder. So add a VIP safety bus trim, put a utility at the end of the drums group and map its gain to a macro called drum trim. That way you can match levels before you judge vibes. Okay, second swap system. Bass intensity, clean versus distorted Reese. While keeping the same MIDI, make a bass group. Inside it, create a SUB track using operator and a MID track using wavetable or analog. If you like printing, add an audio track called resample print, armed for recording from resampling or from the midbus. For the sub and operator, keep it disciplined. Oscillator A is a sign. Add a saturator with 1 to 2 dB drive, soft clip on. Then EQ8 with a low pass around 90 to 120 Hz depending on your crossover. The rule is, keep the sub mostly clean so your mix survives bigger systems. On the MID track, start with a Reese-ish bass. In wavetable, use a couple of unison voices, like 2 to 4, to tune around 10 to 20%. Low pass filter, maybe LP24, add a little drive, then put an audio effect rack on the MID track. Two chains, clean and filth, map chain selector to a macro called bass intensity. Again, clean is 0 to 63, filth is 64 to 127. In the filth chain, stack stock devices like a responsible menace. Saturator first, drive 6 to 12 dB, soft clip on, add amp, try rock or heavy, set gain to taste, add redux carefully. Downsample 2 to 6, and keep bit reduction minimal or off. Then EQ8, high pass the mid chain around 120 to 180 Hz so you don't wreck the sub. If it's stabbing your ears, cut a bit around 3 to 5 kHz. Now you've got one MIDI pattern, two bass characters. That's VIP power. Arrangement tip. Automate bass intensity higher in the second phrase of your drop. In drum and bass, that bar 9 lift is classic. Also try pushing it in the last 4 bars before the breakdown, and the final 8 of drop 2 for peak energy. Now let's handle VIP arrangement changes without destroying your original. In arrangement view, highlight drop 1, say it's 32 bars. Duplicate it so it repeats right after. Rename locator so you know what you're doing. Drop 1A original, drop 1B VIP experiment. Now you're free to be bold in B without losing A. And yes, use locators like a DJ would. Intro start, DJ mix in where drums first show up. Drop hit, 16 bar switch, 8 bar pre-switch fill zone. Breakdown, drop 2. This makes testing fast, and it makes exporting easier because you can jump to exact sections instantly. Now pick a classic VIP idea and commit to it. Idea 1. Halftime fake out into full-time slam. First 8 bars of the drop, halftime drums and sub only, then the next 24 bars, full roller drums, mid-bass returns, full energy. Idea 2, rake beat drop, run amen or think for 16 bars, then bring modern kick and snare back for phrase 2. This is a killer VIP identity move because it's immediately audible. Idea 3, minimal first phrase, maximal second phrase, remove more than you add. Phrase it is hats, sub, a minimal stab, phrase B brings the Reese, distortion, extra tops, impacts. That contrast is what makes a VIP feel intentional, not just the same drop but louder. Now, committing. Freeze and flatten strategically. When you're happy with the bass sound, right-click the track, Freeze track. Listen in context. If it holds up and you're confident, then flatten. Rename the printed audio clip clearly, like MID Reis Filth Print V03. Pro workflow. Don't delete the MIDI. Put the original MIDI track in a group called underscore MIDI archive and disable it. That way, you can still go back if the label says can you change two notes in the bass? And you don't have to rebuild your entire sound. One more important note about collecting files. Don't collect all and save every 5 minutes. It bloats projects. Instead, do it at milestones. Right before sending stems to a DJ. Right before archiving. Right when a VIP feels like a keeper. That's when you collect. Now exporting. This is where your versioning becomes real, because exports are what you'll actually compare. When you hit a meaningful checkpoint, go file, export audio / video. Render all individual tracks for stems. Use your project sample rate, and export 24-bit. Dither off unless you're doing a final master. Save stems into a versioned folder like stems / V03 VIP 1 darker drop. Then also export a quick reference WAV into exports with the version name, artist-track-name-v03vip1ref. This is gold. When you have 3 VIPs later, you can / be the reference WAVs instantly without opening projects. Now a couple common mistakes to avoid. Don't overwrite the main project. Always save as before risky edits like flattening or heavy replacement. Don't skip the changelog. You will forget what changed between V05 and V06. Future you will be annoyed. Don't use random naming like new idea 7. Use consistent versioning. Don't flatten too early. Freeze first. Flatten only when you're confident. And don't assume VIP means adding layers. Often the hardest VIPs hit because phrase is emptier, and phrase B earns the extra weight. Quick pro tips for darker, heavier drum and bass using stock devices. Sub-discipline wins. Keep your sub clean, and high-pass your mid-bass around 120 to 180 Hz. Make darkness with tone and space. Not just distortion. Use hybrid reverb on ascend for cavern tails, but filter that reverb return. Low cut around 200 Hz, high cut around 6 to 8 kHz so it doesn't fizz. For neuro-ish movement with stock tools, use auto filter with subtle LFO movement. Sync to an 8th or 16th. Add phaser flanger or chorus ensemble lightly on mids. For drum weight without murdering transients, do drum bus gently for weight, glue for cohesion, then saturator last with soft clip. This audio version is shortened for playback.